Nate, give us a sense about why you're up north here to Kapuskasing and through to Timmins.
I've been a Liberal MP since 2015. I represent a riding in the east end of Toronto, and I got involved 10 years ago in the Liberal Party because I was frustrated with the Conservative majority government. I wanted better out of our politics. We had a Liberal Party that needed serious renewal. All of those same factors now apply at the provincial level. So I'm looking at running for the Ontario Liberal leadership, and I can't do that effectively unless I'm in CAP, unless I'm in Timmins, unless I'm in Sault Ste. Marie, unless I'm in North Bay, Espanola, Kenora, Sulico, Dryden. So we have been on the road since October building a team in every community to make sure we have an active presence absolutely everywhere. If I'm going to represent all of the province, I've got to take the whole province seriously.
What are you hearing from Kapuskasing and Timmins people that you've spoken to?
There are common issues all across the province that are particularly acute here in Northern Ontario, whether it is a lack of access to a family doctor, whether it is the need for a treatment center and addressing the mental health and addictions crisis, whether it is housing options and the lack of housing. So there are common issues. They matter to people in Windsor, they matter to people in Toronto, but they're especially acute here. I'd say there are unique challenges, especially around transportation. I hear quite a lot that, if we don't take our roads seriously, people can't get around and see their family, do their work. And so that's a core priority. Overwhelmingly, though, it's actually at a higher level. It's the sense that a northern voice isn't adequately represented, whether it's at Queen's Park, whether it's at Ottawa, making sure that in everything we do, whether it's in program design that is relevant to Northern Ontario and that northern communities can take advantage of programs designed by bureaucrats at Queen's Park and in Ottawa, that in everything we do, there's got to be a strong northern perspective. And so that's why I'm here, to build a team that includes a really strong northern voice.
Now, it's safe to say the Liberal Party, things haven't gone well from a provincial level. You guys are starting from the bottom, working yourselves up after the departure of Mr. Del Duca. What's it going to take? What's it going to take to kind of get this party back in a direction again where it's going to have an opportunity to be either lead opposition or one day premier to run the government of the day in Ontario?
There is no substitute for grassroots renewal, taking grassroots Liberals seriously and reconnecting with people, building relationships. We were at Tim Hortons earlier today in CAP and standing in line next to a lovely woman who got to chatting, and she's like, I'm a lifelong Liberal. I want to support the Liberals, and we need to rebuild those connections and rebuild those relationships and rebuild that grassroots support. I would add, though, we have to redefine what we stand for. And I would say it's not enough for us to be the Not Doug Ford Party, which is how I think we articulated the vision in the last provincial election. We have to stand for a strong economic agenda. We have to stand for fiscal discipline. We can't cede that ground to Conservatives. We have to stand for fairness and compassion for those in need. We can't cede that ground to the NDP. And what's really important to me is trust in politics. And I can make a lot of promises, but how you judge me by how I act. And integrity and honesty matter incredibly in our politics. So we need competence, compassion, and especially integrity.
There's going to be a lot of people kind of kicking the tires over the next little bit, whether or not they want to be in or they want to be out.
Sure.
Is everybody kind of on the same page that, hey, this is, we got to do this. It doesn't matter who runs, if there's 5 or 10 or 3 or 4 or 2, that everybody's kind of got to be on the same page to kind of work together to kind of get things back rolling again?
There is an opportunity to work together. I think there's also an opportunity, though, to set the party in a different direction, depending upon who the next leader is. And for my part, when I think to what this party needs right now, and you mentioned it's been the tough 2 elections in a row, we got to respect the past. There are many good things that past Liberal governments have done in the province of Ontario. We've got to set a new direction and bring everyone together. And that means people who have been lifelong Liberals. It also means young people who have never been partisan members of any political party to see politics the way I see it, which is, for all of its faults, and you and I both know there are faults to politics, but it's the most important way to make a difference in the lives of those around us. And if you want better, then you got to participate. The answer is participation. And so I would say to anyone who's asking, what is this all about, is there's an opportunity to make a huge difference and come build this with me. There's an opportunity to build something together.
And in politics and also in sports, there's something called trust the process. Tell me about the process that you're involved right now. When do you make a decision about where things are headed? What's ahead?
So we are going to make a decision very soon. We've been on the road since October. I mentioned a number of the places we've already traveled in Northern Ontario. We've made Northern Ontario a priority for good reason. And when I look at the province, 124 ridings, we're not going to win every single riding in 2026. And whether or not a community is represented by a Liberal MPP at Queen's Park, every community needs a strong voice in the Liberal Party. And my wife's family is from small town southwestern Ontario. Farm's been in the family since 1834. And my father-in-law will say, the Liberal Party gave up on us before we gave up on the Liberal Party. So that before I made any decision, before I get to a decision, I want to make sure we have a strong team in every corner of the province. But we've been on the road since October, and we're getting to that place. So I'm looking to make an official decision on May 9th. And the cutoff to become a member. So we're going to spend the summer registering as many people as we can to sign up to vote. And then the election is going to be the end of November.
Wonderful. Anything else that you want to mention or add, Nate?
Only that there are very few times in politics where there's a true opportunity to build something. And I have 7.5 years of experience in federal politics, of doing politics a bit differently. Most people in my community know me as the representative. I'm a Liberal. I'm a proud Liberal member. I've also disagreed with the Liberal Party and the Liberal government more than any one of my colleagues. There's an opportunity here to change the culture of politics, to do politics a bit differently, and to build something together in a serious way that sets a new direction. So I would just emphasize, meet nate.ca and come join us.